Hello everyone, today we have in studio Joey Dunbar, Youth Ministry Director. Let's start from the beginning. You are going to the seminary in August.
Yes, I'm going back to the seminary in August. I was a seminary with the Archdiocese starting in 2010 and graduated from St. Joseph Abbey in 2012, and then I discerned out. And the past 2 years I've been working as a director of youth ministry. So I'm going back for my second stint as a seminary for the Archdiocese. So
how it was to be the youth ministry director?
It was great. I really enjoyed it. It was a great experience. I think we did a lot of good things for the youth and offered opportunities for the youth to experience, an encounter with Christ, and especially with the ACYC, the youth conference at the beach. The kids always love coming to the beach and hanging out, and also receiving the sacraments and having great talks. And we've also done the search retreat program with our youth. So we have two search retreats every year. And that's been a really good program for them. And then also the March for Life pilgrimage to DC. We've been doing the March for Life the past 2 years as well. So some good things, and I'm gonna miss it. But at the same time, I know that passing the torch on, we're gonna hopefully continue offering our youth in the Archdiocese great programs and a good time. So It's been good. It's been a good 2 year ride. So, but I'm excited to go back to seminary and get started with that as well, and continue on the path to the priesthood. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm happy to hear that news too.
Thank you.
What did you like the most as being youth director?
I really would say it's relationships, getting to meet so many of our youth ministers and working with the priests, the pastors around the Archdiocese, seeing so many of our parishes, the traveling, meeting some awesome, outstanding youth around the Archdiocese. There's so many great memories from the retreats to the youth conferences and to just doing simple parish events, speaking at parishes or going to visit parishes. I think that's really what you remember most is your relationships and those experiences of meeting people and being with people. I think that's what I'll take with me most. And then working on the archdiocesan level is really nice, to be on the diocesan level, to work with Archbishop Brody and Gwen Byrd and the other directors, for religious education and family life, Pat and Dan. Just being in the office with all of them, that's been a good experience too. To see the macro level of the church. When you're in a parish, I think you're in that micro level, but when you work on the diocesan level, you kind of get to see a little bit more everything, it's a different perspective, so that's been really cool too. So
you mentioned search retreat. Could you tell more about that? What is search retreat?
Sure, the search retreat program was started in the 70s, and I think the full name is a search for Christian, the Search for Christian Unity, but either way, we've kept that title, and it's basically, it follows the Curcio model, if anybody's familiar with the Curcio model, where once you go on it, then you can be part of the search team, where the high school teens, they lead the retreat. So search retreat is for teens, by teens, and once they go on the search retreat, they can give they can be on the team where they would give the talks, they would lead the small groups. They'd be on the prayer team, the hospitality team. So it's really the teens retreat. It's like they put it on. I'm there to facilitate, but it's really for them, and it helps them to become leaders, kind of leaders in their faith and strong models of the faith for their peers. So I think it's one of the best things we do, because peer ministry, as Pope Francis said at World Youth Day in Rio, in Brazil, was it last summer, that peer ministry is one of the best forms of evangelization. It's one of the best ways that we can bring our friends to Christ. When I speak to young adults, they might be more open to listening. If a teen talks to one of their friends, they might be open more to listening. So it works really well. It's a great program.
Well, how did you end up in Mobile? Because you are not from here, and what is your story?
Sure. I was born and raised in Slidell, Louisiana, which is not too far away, about an hour and a half, and which is in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. And my dad, his family's from Alabama, near the Montgomery area. So he grew up pretty strong Protestant, and so he's actually the only Catholic in his family, on his side of the family. So, but he converted when he was 40. I was in grade school, and he's now a permanent deacon in the church. So that had a big thing to do with kind of my own growth in the faith. So, but anyway, so when I was going to make my decision for college, my dad had went to Auburn, and his dad, so there was some family history there, even though we were living in Louisiana. So I attended Auburn, and it was there with the Campus Student Center that I kind of became more involved in my faith and really started to live my faith more deeply. And that's where I felt the calling to the priesthood when I was at Auburn. And because of that, I chose to join the Archdiocese of Mobile because, I kind of had my faith experience while I was living in the Archdiocese of Mobile. I had my dad's side of the family, even though they weren't Catholic, I still kind of had my family there. And I just felt like it was a good fit. So that's kind of how I ended up here in the Archdiocese of Mobile. Kind of chose it above the others. So I defected from one and came here. But I love Mobile. I have family in this area too, at the beach. And I grew up coming here for Thanksgiving and summer and stuff, you know, and football games in the fall. And my sister played soccer at Auburn. So I used to go to soccer games for the weekend and then go to the football game. So just kind of grew up, you know, Alabama being my kind of part of me. So I feel very comfortable here in the Archdiocese, and I love it here. So yeah, that's kind of how I ended up here. But I still go back home. My parents still live in Slidell, and I'll go back home and visit and be there. So.
So are you Auburn or Alabama fan?
What do you think?
Alabama.
Is that an appropriate question this interview? We're trying to get people to. I went to Auburn. My dad went to Auburn. My grandfather. So. I guess you would consider me an Auburn fan.
Okay.
Just like you, right?
Because I live in here, I think I'm more Alabama fan than Auburn.
Yeah. This interview's over.
We can talk in peace still.
Just messing. That's one thing you have to learn is that, you know, when you are doing ministry, is you put some of that stuff to the back. It's not important. It really isn't. It's so much a part of who we kind of sometimes label ourselves as, you know, but in the end, that's really not that important. It's more important about, you know, your relationships with people and the Lord. And so that's one thing I did learn. You won't see bumper stickers on my car and all that stuff because I just don't feel like there's a need for it. Mm-hmm. Now, my dad was like, "Where's your Auburn sticker?" You know, and I was like, "Well, Dad, it's not a help for the spreading of the gospel." So I I do enjoy it. I mean, I'm an Auburn fan, you know, and I always will be, but I enjoy that part of, you know, the rivalry and all that, but at the same time, I realize that sometimes we take it a little bit too seriously, and I it's given me a good perspective to be in church, you know, in ministry, and then being in the seminary, too. You learn that those things can't be number one in your life. Mm-hmm. It's kind of taken a back seat, so it's been an interesting transformation, because it was number one in my life for a long time, like, wow. I'm not going to let, you know, and I was so intense, you know, and now I'm definitely, I think, matured in that area, hopefully. But anyway, so I still consider myself an Auburn fan, but not as probably as fanatical as I was in the past. I'm a little bit more calm with it now. So
sounds good.
I'm excited to start on the road again for the seminary and just ask people to pray for me and my vocation, and grateful to you and to all of our priests I've gotten to know in the past couple of years of my ministry, and the ministry that the priesthood provides for all of us is a blessing. So, God willing, if that's where He's calling me, I'll fulfill that vocational call and become the man He wants me to be to serve. So, I'm truly grateful for the opportunity to be able to serve. Anytime you're in a position of leadership, it's an opportunity to serve people. So to be able to serve has been a blessing, you know. So it's been really good. I've enjoyed being in the Archdiocese, and looking forward to being here for a long time to come. So
amen. Keep praying for joy.
Yes, please do.
If you could say something to our youth, you did so much around them, like message, some words for them.
Sure. Words for the youth. Stay close to the Lord in your prayer life and receiving the sacraments, especially as you go into college. I think that's a real critical time in your life where you want to know who you are. You want to know what's important to you. And so don't take your faith for granted. Don't make it something that's kind of extracurricular. Make it something that's a priority to you, that's really a part of who you are, that you are a Catholic young man or woman, and that's a part of your identity that I'm Catholic. And so if there's one thing I give you advice as you move on, is just make sure it's a genuine choice to choose the Lord, and it's not something that you just do part-time, that it's something that's a part of you, it's full-time, it's your life. I'm a Catholic young man or woman, and I love my faith, because there's definitely going to be challenges as you grow older and you go into college to stray from your faith. Mm-hmm. So know that your Catholic faith is a beautiful, beautiful gift from you, and that the Lord loves you very much, and he's always there to forgive you and to be with you and to strengthen you. So know what a gift it is to have your Catholic faith. And if you ever find yourself falling away, know that the Lord's always there, that the church is always there to open its arms to you and take you back and be with you always. So, but always just know that the Lord's there with you. So.
Amen. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Father. Appreciate it. Good to be on the show.
Yeah.